Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Those are elementary school-age kids with Handel and Haydn Society's New Voices Choir. Of course, in this pandemic year, they couldn't be in the same room to sing. Radio Boston's Zoe Mitchell has been reporting on innovative ways that members of New England's performing arts community are finding to keep making music together. And she brings us this story.
When conductor Nert Villani was faced with running a choir of 22 elementary school kids from all over Greater Boston, remotely, on Zoom, during a pandemic, she was unfazed.
I have this idea, no matter what is the distance, we can sing together.
And she was thinking bigger than the distance between Lynn and Alston.
And why not work together with another choir? And I'm thinking with my friends in my country, Colombia, why not work together?
Villani is the conductor for Handel and Haydn Society's New Voices Choir. She decided the choir's summer season and final concert would be a joint production with another choir nearly 3,000 miles away in her hometown, Popayán, Colombia.
We give both choirs the opportunity to explore the other language first.
Popayán had tougher stay-at-home orders than Massachusetts to limit the spread of the coronavirus. So Villani's two friends, Maria Teresa Potes and Felipe Estrada, were facing the exact same challenges running the Titita Children's Choir.
In this time, with the people stay inside, give some happiness and feel not alone inside. Feel we share something, we still alive and make music.
For Angelette Dorvalas-Gideon, a mother of two in Lynn, the program was a godsend.
It was very hard for me because we could not go anywhere. All our vacation was canceled. So when I received the email, I'm like, oh, guys, there's a choir. You want to sing? They all say, yeah, we're singing.
But it is practically impossible for 22-plus people to sing together in any language on Zoom. Villani says a lot of the work was done by children and their families independently. Gideon's daughter, 9-year-old Olivia Bernice Gideon, says she preferred the at-home innovations.
At first, I thought it was going to be really hard, but then it was really easy because I don't like singing in front of people. So when you have a camera and then you send it to them, I thought it was more easier instead of singing in front of people.
Seven-year-old Tanoshi Inamata from Alston loved the opportunity to learn a new language.
Yes, I was very excited.
Each week, Villani would send a portion of one song for the kids to learn in Spanish, and they would record themselves performing it and send it back to her. The choir in Colombia did the same, but with English. Tanoshi said it wasn't always easy.
Kind of difficult.
What was kind of difficult about it?
The pronunciation.
Villani says this challenge was something everyone had to grapple with.
We have the same challenge to learn because they have the challenge for the English, and here we have the challenge for the Spanish and the rhythms.
In the end, Tanoshi says he took to the language in a big way, learning entire compositions in Spanish, and he practiced hard. For the kids, it was also a chance to make new friends while stuck at home. Tanoshi showed me letters he received from his new friends in Colombia.
They eat a little dumpling that has vegetables in it called empanaditas. And they also sometimes dance together.
Here's what Olivia learned.
I learned that it has volcanoes there and the people speak Spanish.
Olivia's little brother Carter Gavin Gideon, age 7, was nervous about connecting with kids far away.
Because I don't know many people, and I don't know if I can make new friends at new schools or other friends from somewhere different.
But Carter found that in the end, it wasn't intimidating, and he learned something.
That everybody is good how they made, and everybody should be nice to each other.
For conductor Nert Vellani, that lesson is what this experiment was ultimately about.
Really, we don't have difference between the kids here and the kids there. They have many different opportunities, but the desire to learn, to enjoy, to make music, not change, it's the same.
But something does change. Some kind of magic happens when you put kids together on a project. Remember that song to know she was practicing?
That story from Radio Boston's Zoe Mitchell. And that's our show for today. Radio Boston is produced by Jamie Bologna, Zoe Mitchell, Chris Siderick, Paris Alston, and Walter Wuthman. Engineers today are Marquise Neal and Jimmy Kiesling. Our executive producer is Hitesh Hathi, and I'm Tiziana Deering. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.